With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court order that would have forced the Trump administration to release billions in foreign aid.
Chief Justice John Roberts says the order issued by U.S. District Judge Amir Ali will remain on hold until the High Court has a chance to weigh in more fully. Ali had ordered the federal government to comply with his decision temporarily blocking a freeze on foreign aid, ruling in a lawsuit filed by nonprofit groups and businesses. An appellate panel refused the administration's request to intervene. The federal government froze foreign assistance after an executive order from President Donald Trump targeting what he called wasteful programs that do not correspond with his foreign policy goals. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
British Prime Minister Starmer is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump today at the White House. Ukraine ranks high on the agenda. Correspondent Chris Mason on the BBC says Starmer spoke with reporters during his transatlantic flight.
He repeated his desire for a so-called U.S. backstop to maintain Ukraine's security after any ceasefire. The security guarantee has to be sufficient to deter Putin from coming again, he told us. But President Trump said, I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much. We're going to have Europe do that.
Hamas has released the bodies of four more hostages it was holding in Gaza. In return, Israel freed hundreds of convicted Palestinian terrorists. Also at SRNnews.com, new Pentagon policy requires so-called transgender service members to obtain a waiver, meeting specific requirements in order to continue serving in the military. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog have been found dead during a welfare check in their New Mexico home. Foul play not suspected, according to authorities. Gene Hackman was 95 years old. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up about 200 points. This is SRN News. The L.A. fires are gone, but they're not forgotten.
While the news cycle has moved on, thousands of city residents have not. They're still plumbing the burned wreckage of their homes for the pieces of their lives that survived. And Samaritan's Purse is lending a hand. The giant Christian relief agency continues to work the fire zone and recruit volunteers. The ministry says, quote, homeowners in Pacific Palisades and Pasadena want assistance with recovery of belongings. More than 30 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Lufkin, Texas School Board has voted to close two elementary schools because of declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline, an increase in competition with private religious schools and parents who homeschool their children. Dissatisfied with the liberalism in the public schools and their poor performance, many moms and dads are simply pulling their kids out. Meanwhile, Republican leaders in Texas looking at ways of giving families more options through a private school voucher program. This is SRN News. Recalling a day of terror in New York, foreshadowing an even deadlier, more horrific day to come.
New York City has marked the anniversary of the 1993 bombing at the old World Trade Center when Islamic extremists made their first attempt at bringing down the Twin Towers. A bell tolled at 12:18 p.m. to mark the time of the attack. The grandchildren of Stephen Knapp read the names of the deceased.
John DiGiovanni, Robert Kirkpatrick, and our grandfather, Stephen A. Knapp.
William Macco, Wilfredo Mercado, and Monica Rodriguez Smith, and her unborn child, baby Eddie.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hospitalized in Rome, Pope Francis is continuing his slow recovery from double pneumonia. The 88-year-old patient said to have had a restful night. More details at SRNnews.com.